"How you fellas doing today?"
one of the men said. Brian leaned over to Corey. "Head toward them. Act scared and timid. When I give the signal, jump in the car." Corey rubbed his eye.
"What signal?"
he whispered.
"You'll know."
Brian waved at the men.
"Hi. Y'all don't need to be afraid. We aren't the bad ones. We're just trying to keep the peace. Looks like you got yourself some snacks."
Brian stepped closer, shaking his head.
"We didn't know this was someone's territory. We're just hungry, is all."
Corey inched closer, following Brian's lead.
"That's all right, fellas. We aren't concerned about it. We're more concerned about our neighbors getting attacked with a bomb. See, we promised them protection, and when the whole front of their market explodes..."
The man licked his lips.
"Well, you can imagine how that makes us look."
Brian's pulse pounded in his skull as he moved close enough to the men to smell their body odor.
"That certainly wasn't us," he said in a small voice. "Never said it was. We were just hoping you might know something about the folks who were behind it."
Brian shook his head.
"We aren't from around here. We're from Tanner's Switch. We don't really know who operates around this town."
He put his hand out to shake the guy's hand. He gave it a skeptical look, but ultimately took Brian's hand and shook. As their hands moved up and down, Brian reached around his back with his free hand, pulled his gun out, aimed it upward under the guy's chin, and fired.